The reach of Pennsylvania's so-called Porngate scandal now extends to a high-profile homicide case in Philadelphia. A motion filed today alleges that an embroiled prosecutor racially targeted the demolition contractor convicted in connection with 2013's deadly building collapse. As WHYY's Aaron Moselle reports, a judge will decide whether that's grounds for acquitting Griffin Campbell of all charges.
In October, a Philadelphia jury found Campbell guilty of involuntary manslaughter for his role in the collapse at 22nd and Market Streets that killed six people and injured 13 more. Campbell's lawyer, Bill Hobson, is now asking a judge to drop all charges or give his client a new trial. His reason, Assistant District Attorney Frank Fina, one of three prosecutors under fire for exchanging sexually explicit and racially offensive emails. Hobson says Fina supervised the grand jury investigation into the building collapse that found two African Americans criminally culpable, but none of the white decision makers above them.
The entire grand jury indicting process is tainted. There's a clear pattern of a selective racial prosecution in this case.
In July, excavator operator Sean Benscott pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter. Architect Plato Marinakis was granted immunity for participating in the grand jury and Campbell's trial. Richard Bassiano, the building's owner, has never been criminally charged. A spokesman for Philadelphia District Attorney Seth Williams says the office is reviewing the motion and cannot comment further. Assistant District Attorney Jennifer Selber, who prosecuted Campbell's case, has rejected Hobson's claims that his client and Benscop are scapegoats.
The case against these two men were charged based on the evidence, and the case will be litigated based on the evidence on its merits, not based on social status or politics.
Campbell and Benscop are scheduled for sentencing in early January. As part of the motion, Hobson also wants a delay in sentencing until a ruling comes down. I'm Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.